Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. It's like 8:30 on a Wednesday, and Carlosophies would usually be out at 6 a.m., but I've had daughter homesick, practicing social isolation, and yeah, and last night I went to put her down and fell asleep and didn't record. So this is life at this moment. Whoa, what a contrast, right? Like last week I was all, I don't know, not even consumed by this whole world of corona that we live in now. And this week is very different feels. For me, I think I was playing it down, and then it was probably late last week that I realized how serious this is and changed my thinking around it. Before that, I was really blasé, like most of us, just kind of like, this isn't going to be a thing. Or if it is, like, I mean, you know, we're so far away from the rest of the world, we'll be right, head in the sand kind of stuff. And it was probably around last Wednesday, actually, where I saw a post from a friend who is in Northern Italy, and she was doing a Facebook Live talking about her experience over there. And it just became very real to me. And so from then, I just started grabbing a few extra things at the supermarket. I did a shop for, so we've got enough here for a week or two. Nothing too overboard, but enough to make sure that we don't go hungry if it comes down to lockdown. And then I was really torn about the decision to whether to take my daughter to school or not. And on Sunday, she got really sick, and not really sick, but like fever, vomiting. And so the decision was made easy. And now it's Wednesday and she's still a little under the weather. She's only just started vomiting yesterday afternoon and the fever's gone, but I'm reluctant to send her back. Yet there's been no real action. So I'm still a little conflicted because I don't know whether or not, like, I don't know. Like, I think this is the thing. Like, we don't really know. We have, like, there's so much information coming at us from all different directions. And there's a lot of uncertainty in the air at the moment. And personally, I've been dealing with a lot of uncertainty over the last couple of months. So I feel like it's kind of put me in good stead to be able to deal with this in a calm manner. And although last night I went to the shops because we just needed to get a couple of things because Mabel's been sick. And I know, that one's crazy, isn't it? Okay, so I just need to be able to do this. I know, it's crazy. Can you stay out there until I come out?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Off you go. I'll be out soon. Okay? Drink your smoothie, please. Welcome to life as a homeschooling mum. Anyway, I went to the supermarket last night to grab a few things, and it was intense. The energy is intense, and I'd been up here in my little bubble over the last few days, just kind of cruising along, feeling okay. And then I go to the supermarket, and it wasn't like there was panic or people like outwardly were angry or anything like that, but there was just this heaviness in the air and this fear and this anxiety. And I came out of the supermarket and I got in the car and I was shaking and I had all the anxiety feels, and I recognized like they weren't even my own. Right? I was picking up on all the energy of the people around me. And I feel like this is something important to remember. I don't necessarily talk about energy. I guess I do, but not really in this way, in like being highly sensitive, picking up other people's feelings, collective anxiety, that kind of stuff. But like, it's real. And if you're highly sensitive, chances are you're, you know, when you're watching the news, like, we can be isolated in our little bubble and safe in that and calm, or not, because we're consuming the news and we're, you know, like watching our feeds blow up with all this fear and anxiety. So we can be picking collective. We don't have to be in a supermarket with people in a panic to feel their collective anxiety. We can be anywhere. It just happens for me. I don't necessarily get those feels from what I consume online so much, but when I go out and the people around me are having the feels, I definitely pick up on them. So it's just, I guess, about recognizing that sometimes the feelings that we're having aren't even our own. And so, you know, oh my God, there's just so much I want to talk about. There's that, you know, that collective energy that we can sometimes pick up on, and how we can find ways to calm ourselves down a little. And one thing that I was talking about on Instagram today was, like, I've spoken about this before, and in fact it was an episode like probably 4 or 5 years ago where I talked about the five foundations to keep me in a good space, and one of them was making the bed and having a cup of tea, like just by myself, 5 minutes of peace, turning on music and singing, moving my body, getting out in nature. They're five things that help to keep me in a good physical and mental place. And so they're five practices that I still use today. And so I guess, like, I just want to invite you to think about five simple things that you can do to help you stay connected to yourself. And, you know, there are five things that we can still do, even if it comes down to lockdown. The pool filter's just coming on, so excuse the background noise if you can hear it. Or the solar. So one, make my bed every day. I can do that whether I'm in the house or not. Well, not, but like if I'm in the house, which I will be, I can make the bed. Two, have a cup of tea. Well, I've got tea bags, so I can have a cup of tea. I can carve out 5 minutes. Three, turn on some music. We can still do that. Move my body. I can still move my body. Get out in nature. We can still do that. Even if it's just in our own house compound, weeding the garden, we can still get out. Weeding the garden, we can still get out in nature. So, like, coming up with those foundational things that you do. The other thing that I'll be implementing is some kind of routine to our day, because when we don't have it, it can really fuck with us. So for me, I feel like there is so many ways that I'm prepared for this, and so I'm not panicked. And the preparation for me has been 15 years of working for myself. I've gone through those isolation feels. I've gone through the feeling like I'm in a prison stuff. I've been through all of that over the last 15 years. So I know those feels, and I know the things that I can do to help with them. So when it comes to isolation, for me, it's about the mindset that we bring to that, right? Because we can be trapped or we can be in a sanctuary. It just depends on the way you're viewing it. So for me, it's about the mindset of choosing to be here. I'm choosing to be here. Instead of being forced to be here, there's like a different energy. And when I can sink into that, when I can allow myself to stay connected to the fact that I'm choosing to be here, even when we are forced to be here, we can still choose to be here. So that's a big piece of it. And then, of course, like I was talking about, having the foundations that can help you when you start to feel that feeling of anxiety or whatever it is that you're feeling. And the other thing that's made me feel prepared for this somewhat is, I think, like, all of the shit life has thrown at me, but particularly the office collective, my co-working space that failed and cost me pretty much everything I had. You know, I know because of this, I feel like there's different levels of fear around this, right? Like, there's the fear of loved ones getting sick. There's the fear of you getting sick. And a lot of us don't actually have that, because we understand that it's not really, it's more impacting those at risk than it is children and healthy adults. So a lot of us are not necessarily scared of getting sick ourselves, but we are concerned about the people around us. We're concerned about the load on the health system. And then there's also those who are concerned about finances, right? And this is real. And life has thrown a lot of this at me over the years. In fact, just recently with my husband not being in work for a couple of months, and now he's just on Monday found a casual position. So some income coming in, but who knows how long that's going to last. And it's very easy for us to go into this space of panic, right? Like, how are we going to pay the mortgage and how are we, or the rent, and how are we going to pay the bills and what's going to happen to my business? And, you know, like, it's all, it's a lot, right? And it's easy to get into a spin about it. But having experienced a failed business on a, you know, on a rather large scale, and having pretty much lost everything in the past, I can honestly say, and it's worth fucking nothing, really, but I can honestly say that you bounce back. And I don't believe that we'll get to that stage. I do believe there'll be measures put in place around the economy to put it in kind of a pause mode. I don't know how that's going to look, but that's my feels at the moment. And we actually have very little control over this, right? We can't change what is happening, but we can change the way we approach it and deal with it. And yeah, and so, like, I get the uncertainty, I get the, like, concern about money. I fucking so get it. Like, those episodes that I was recording where I was a really anxious mess, due to primarily money. I just didn't know. I was in a panic. I just didn't know. And I've been there so many times before that it is really, really scary. But there's also this knowing, because I've come through so many of those times in my life, that it's not the end. It's just the beginning, possibly of something new and amazing. There goes the solar off. So I guess this is just like, it's a total rambling mess, like life right now. But I guess I just wanted to try and bring maybe a sense of calm and peace to this, to let you know that if you are feeling really anxious, to reach out to me, to people that you trust, like, reach out. Remove people from your feeds that aren't helping. People who are making you feel more panicked, maybe just put them on silent for a little while. Stop watching the news if it's impacting you. Stop going to the shops if that's impacting you. You know, that's, Miko and I had a conversation about that last night when I came home, and I was just like, oh my God, that was like so intense. I don't think I can deal with that. And he was like, well, that's cool. I'll take that on. So if we have to go to the shops, that will be his role, because my job is to keep calm so that I can keep a level head, and my child, you know, like, I want her to know that these things in life happen, and it's about how we choose to be in those moments. And that's very trite to say, but there is truth in it. And I guess, like, if anything, I just want to encourage you to turn down the noise that is impacting your mental well-being in a negative way. Turn up the noise that is making you feel better. Turn up the voices of reason that you have around you. You know, go watch fucking Sex Education. Just do something that's like, that feels good. Turn on some music, dance, have a cup of tea. You know, like, we have this amazing place called the internet, and it can be, you know, not a great place at times, but during these times, the internet has been a place of connection for me. When I was first diagnosed with depression in 2009, my blog became my connection out to the world. And so through the magic of online, through the magic of the internet, we can Zoom call, and I might organize some Zoom calls just to jump on and connect with each other, you know, like, just have a group chat. So if people are interested in that, reach out to me. Let's, you know, let's connect in these times, not disconnect. Like, we might have to be isolated, or we don't have to be yet, but I see that we probably will. We don't have to be, we can be isolated physically, but we don't have to be isolated mentally and spiritually, right? We can stay connected during these times, and the internet is an amazing way to do that. So like I said, find five foundational things that make you feel good and keep doing them daily. Create some ritual or routine around your days so you're not feeling trapped and isolated. This is a fabulous opportunity to do stuff around the house that we don't usually get to do, you know, and to indulge yourself in things that light you up. Remember when I was writing my book and writing it? I wasn't really writing it. I was procrastinating mostly. But a big thing around that was like, I'd really, really wanted to write a book, but guess what kept on getting in the way? Money. I kept on telling myself how frivolous this was when I had cash flow issues. I needed to keep focusing on the cash flow and not the frivolous creative activities. Well, this is an opportunity for you to have some space and time on your hands to be able to focus on some frivolous activities. Painting the house, doing art, craft, making something fucking ugly. If you listen to Make Some Noise, there's a really great episode on that podcast with Kim Worker, and it's around making ugly things. You know, we don't have to be good at craft in order to make something. It's about the act of making. Anyway, I guess I just want to remind you that there are choices that we have here, and they are turn down the noise of the fear voices that are showing up in your feeds and turn up the noise of those who are bringing you a sense of hope and a voice of reason. Connect with each other. Connect with each other. The online world is a magical place, and we can do that. We can connect. Create some structure and routine around your day so that you're not feeling isolated and really alone. And look after each other. Check in. Check in with those you notice go quiet. Check in. Contacting people. I've spent more time on the phone in the last couple of days than I have probably in years. Just calling people, making sure they're okay, letting them talk through their feelings. You know, we all need space for that. I have it here, and I have it with a select few people in my life. A lot of people don't have that safe place, and we can be that for them, providing it feels good for us. We don't want to be putting ourselves in situations where we take on that and it creates more fear and anxiety. We have to be looking after each other and looking after ourselves. So yeah, that's my random thoughts. There was a lot more there, but what actually happened was the recording cut out halfway, so I don't know what I said and what I didn't say. So apologies if this is like a bit like here and there, but it's life, and I am committed to getting something out to you, particularly today, because I know there are a lot of you out there struggling who need a voice like me in your head. Everything is going to be okay. This too shall pass. And in between then and now, we have an opportunity to chill, to come back to ourselves. And I know that can be scary. And if it is, connect with others. Okay. And connect with me. You know, like, don't be afraid to send me an email. Don't be afraid to contact me on Instagram. You know, connect with me and show up, speak up. Like I said, maybe I'll do some Zoom calls where we can get together and, I don't know, find some fun things to do together. I don't know. You know, I've got friends who are doing online yoga classes and dance parties. Like, we can come together even though we're separate. So let's find ways to do that. And if you've got ideas you want to bring to this space, come to me with them. I'd love to hear them. If I can help facilitate, I absolutely will. Okay. That's it from me this week. Until next time, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.